Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Steve Kerr brought to you by Xfinity Supercharger, home with supersonic Wi-Fi, unbeatable internet, only from Xfinity. Steve, we were talking about how, you know, we got playoff nostalgia. 49ers and Cowboys obviously have a ton of it. They even met last year in the postseason. And the Warriors are offering us up a little NBA nostalgia from just last year, starting tomorrow night. You guys are in Boston already. Here we go with the Celtics again. I think that that's going to have your team's full attention tomorrow night, and that's a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah. It's so exciting to be back here. I mean, that was such a fun series. And you land in Boston and drive through to the streets of the hotel and with nothing but great memories. And this place is always a phenomenal atmosphere anyway. You know, even without the finals rematch, playing in Boston is one of my favorite games of the year. So it's definitely extra special given that it's a finals rematch.
Yeah, I know that there were a lot of laughs about the fans in D.C. who are getting on Draymond, and he said, hey, thanks for waking me up and shaking the best out of me. And a lot of laughs and your talk from, you know, I think Bob Myers saying, we'll buy those two guys a train ticket and get them on up to Boston if we need. Here's a nice thing, and you know this, Steve, about Boston. You're not going to have to import any ire for Draymond Green in that arena.
There will be some new guys yelling at all of us tomorrow. So that's right. We don't need to fly anybody in. But yeah, I mean it's been a great atmosphere in that building forever, just because of the history of the Celtics and the tradition and the fandom that exists in Boston, just for all their teams. So it'll be an exciting night.
Well, since the fans haven't changed, is there anything about the Celtics that's changed, even just a little bit?
Ray, can you say that again? You were going in and out. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, since the fans at the Garden don't change, is there anything about these Celtics that are different from last year, even incrementally?
Anything about their team that's changed since last year?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think Adam Malcolm Brogdon was huge for them. He's the perfect fit for that team. You know, combo guard, big, strong guy, so excellent defensively, shoots it well. So I think they're better this year than they were a year ago.
Steve, how much is your team going to change, if at all, from the guys you were when you started this road trip to the guys that you might have playing at the end of this road trip? Any updates on Kuminga and Wiseman and even Andre Iguodala, who came back into the fold, threw down a dunk, and then needed the next week off? I mean, Jamichael Green, how is your team healing?
Yeah, so we had a practice in Washington, D.C. This afternoon before flying to Boston, and J.K. and Jamichael both scrimmaged. You know, we had a three-on-three with you know, some of the guys who don't play as much, and those two guys, you know, just coming back from injury. So, you know, they were rusty, as you would expect, but it was great to see them on the floor. They looked healthy, and I think there's a chance that maybe they could play in Cleveland. I doubt they would play tomorrow, but I'd say there's a chance that those guys could play in Cleveland.
Are there any other accommodations for this back-to-back that you're making sort of rotation-wise?
We'll see. You know, we always sort of wait and see, you know, how the week goes, how the games go, how everybody's feeling, and so we'll have to figure it out as we go.
You guys have had the luxury of being able to set your own sort of timelines and goals, and it feels like this is a year where a lot of your timeline is starting to run out. Might that change the way you distribute minutes down, you know, in the second half of this season, or ask Clay, if he is feeling good, hey, let's give it a shot on a back-to-back? I mean, I envision him playing back-to-back games at one point in the future of his career. Might that be a point we see in the next month or two?
Yeah, I talked to Rick about that the other day, and you know, given that Clay missed the game last week with knee discomfort, you know, we're going to be careful, but we do think that there's going to come a time this season where Clay could play back-to-back games. It's just, you know, we're just trying to be very careful and make sure we keep all the guys in a good place for the long haul. You know, that requires constant care from the performance team and communication, and we just kind of figure it out as we go.
Do you long for a day when you don't have to check with the medical side on your players?
Yeah, I mean, you know, those were the days. You had one trainer, and guys didn't even know they were hurt because we didn't have a performance staff to tell them they were hurt. So it was a different era, a different time. But you know, there's a reason that, you know, LeBron's in his 20th year, and you know, you got a lot of guys who are extending their careers. We've just learned so much, and we've figured out how to handle.
Let me tell you, we need to reset this phone line for just a second because there was an odd clicking. So the glitch wasn't on your end, Ray. Like, I heard you loud and clear,
no,
and then something was going on.
I am a human glitch.
You are a glitch, but this particular glitch had nothing to do with your existence.
No.
It's a phone line that we're not blaming on Steve's cell phone this time around either. This is a landline in a hotel room. They're probably staying at the O'Connell Lodge, you know?
Yeah, because that's what they do.
Yeah, they're probably, you know, to stay in Boston's a little too expensive, so they're probably in Amherst.
No, they're probably staying at a place where they can
Worcester.
Walk to the arena, you know, like a courtyard.
Courtyard by the same place the Butcher Boy went when he was at the finals last year. Same room, probably.
Ew. God only knows what went on in there.
I believe we've got Steve back now. And Steve, are you with us once again?
I am. I can hear you now.
Yeah, there was a crazy clicking that went on in your phone. Obviously, the Celtics have bugged your room, and we've caught them. Speaking of sabotage on the political front, do you even like need instructions on how to get into the White House anymore? You know your way around at this point?
Yeah, that was fun, and it's. What an honor to have been there several times. It's pretty cool.
How much security do they put everyone through before you're allowed that close to the president and the vice president of the United States?
Yeah, quite a bit. I was telling some of the guys when I played for the Bulls before we won the championships in 96, 7, and 8, my younger brother worked in the National Security Council, and so his office was actually in the White House. He was an intern there, and this was like early 90s, and every time we came to town, he would call me and he'd say, hey, does anybody want a White House tour? And I go, yeah, sure. And he'd say, just, you know, grab four or five guys and, you know, take a cab over and I'll meet you out front at whatever, 6 o'clock, and literally that's how it would work. Like, we'd cab over there, he'd meet us at the front gate, we'd show our ID, walk through a metal detector, and walk right into the White House, and we'd take a tour. He'd just walk us all over, and you know, it was so different. This was, I guess, what, 30 years ago now. It was so different. It was basically really easy for, you know, someone like my brother who worked there just to, but yeah, come on by. I'll show you the place. So little different now.
It's harder to get in at Chase Center than it used to be to get to the White House, it sounds like. Since you've been there so often and you know so many corners and where hallways lead to, are you compelled to ask to see something that maybe you wouldn't normally be allowed to see? Like, is it time to stop to start sharing top sensitive secret information with you, Steve?
Hey, you know, when you're in there, there's just there's a reverence. There's just you're just so awed to, you know, by the surroundings that you just there's a sense of I don't want to screw it up. I don't want to screw anything up. I'm just going to behave, and whatever they ask me to do or tell me to do, that's what I'm going to do. And it's a pretty incredible place. Just the inspiration of all the history that exists there, and thinking about all that has happened there, and then to be there and to have the president, you know, be so personable and kind. Man, what an experience!
So Draymond's even on his best behavior at the White House.
Even Draymond.
He didn't try to record a podcast from the war room or anything like that?
I don't think so.
I tell you, we could have a runoff between you and Steph Curry, who is more wired to be the better politician, because the two of you guys, you got the look, you got the likability. I mean, Steph, he's ready to join the MC circuit. Like, he's better at talking into a microphone at this point in his career than I am, Steve. He is just so comfortable as being the man in the room who is speaking on behalf of the group. It's really something else. And then I saw that you, Clay, and Moses Moody, what, you went into the press room and you actually had a talk about gun safety. Does that happen spontaneously, or was that asked of you? Tell us a little bit about that, because I know that topic is near and dear to your heart.
The first part, Steph is incredible. I mean, he crushes it every time he gets in front of a microphone, in front of a group of people. He's just made to be the face of the franchise. I mean, he's just so perfect for the job, and he's so impressive. The combination of confidence and humility and authenticity is what I think draws people to him. So we're so lucky to have him. It's we count our blessings every day. As far as the second part of your question, yeah, we did a panel on gun violence and gun safety that included several senior White House staffers and Clay and Moses and me, and all three of us have done work, you know, with gun safety, gun violence prevention through our own, you know, charitable work, and so it was really fun for us to learn about what this administration is doing to try to help curb the issue, and then, you know, talk about what we can do to chip in wherever we can. So it was really interesting, and that was something that was put together by both the Warriors and the White House. I think someone from the White House suggested it. It was brought to me a week ago, and I said, "Yeah, I would love to do that." And it was fantastic.
What did you learn on the topic that you didn't know before? Because you're pretty well read on it, so I can't imagine a lot surprised you.
No, I learned that, you know, the president has executive authority to issue certain executive orders as it relates to this stuff. So, you know, the president can't sign an executive order to ban, you know, AR-15s or something like that, because that's, you know, protected by the Second Amendment. But the president did recently ban the sale of a contraption that apparently is used by shooters to improve their aim, and it's something that they attach to the gun and then, you know, kind of put on their shoulder or their elbow or something. I had never heard of this item, but apparently it's been used by, you know, by people in mass shootings, and because it's not the gun itself, the president actually has the authority to sign an executive order and ban the sales of that. And I had no idea. I had never heard of that. So that was something I learned.
We obviously know how gun violence has touched your life. I did not know that Clay Thompson or Moses Moody, you know, carried a torch for this particular topic. How and why do they relate to it?
Yeah, Moses does a lot of work in Little Rock, his hometown, with young people, and you know, pretty much every corner of our country is touched by gun violence, as we know all too well. And so part of what Moses does with the kids he works with is to you know, try to help teach them about avoiding violence, and you know, so he was really interested in being part of the group, and same with Clay. Clay does a lot of charitable work and things behind the scenes. He and Steph and I a few years ago went to a gun violence prevention event in Oakland that was incredibly moving, and you know, none of us have ever forgotten it. And so these guys do a lot of things, you know, behind the scenes that people don't hear about. But they're all really interested in our communities.
With all the things that you got to do yesterday, how, I don't know if jarring is the right word, but I'll use it because I don't have a better one. How jarring it was to get back to the business of basketball, at least in preparation for Boston and Cleveland. I mean, that seems like an unusually strident leap.
You know, it was a wonderful day yesterday. I mean, it's such a great reminder of our accomplishment, but also of our opportunity that we have in this country to do what we love to do. And so I think there was just a feeling of gratitude from all of us yesterday. And then, you know, you wake up this morning and it's just back to work. So the good thing is we all really love what we do. So we went to practice and there was music blasting and guys were getting a ton of shots up and, you know, a lot of laughter. And then we got on the plane to Boston. So we're right back at it.
Mr. Fab, E40, or Too Short? Which one of those three guys is getting a 10-day contract with you?
I think it's got to be E. I mean, just because he's, you know, I mean, he's such a big fan. He's already got the jacket. He's next to us, you know, every game. And by the way, I've heard he had game back in the day. I've talked to a couple people who knew him, you know, when he was a teenager. I've heard he had a nice game.
All right. Well, I mean, he's tall. He's a big guy. Probably, you know, could throw a box out around. It's tough to get around. Are these guys on the team plane? Do they get access?
No access to the team plane.
I look at it this way. I've seen a lot of teams roll into the White House. I've never seen any team roll in with three bona fide, totally legit rappers like you guys just did. Warriors remain the coolest team in sports, and that's all there is to it. Steve, thank you very, very much for joining us. Good luck in Boston. Good luck with Cleveland. Boy, that's no easy task. Donovan Mitchell sort of reborn in that uniform, is he not?
He's been amazing. Yeah, so tough back-to-back, but we're excited for the challenge.
Good luck, and we'll see you next week. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks. We'll see you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.